let's follow this through. When stuff starts downloading, I have to talk about it. So the literal realm is the litter of the spirit realm. The spirit realm is what? Your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind, your heart, and your mind is the spirit realm. And so the offspring is the litter, right? The cat has a litter. It's the offspring. So the offspring of your mind actually plays out in front of you in 3D. Your mind, this is really easy to understand. If you can get this, you got it. If you can get this, you can see the hologram, really. Just like a cat has babies, and they call it a litter. And just like the law says, do not litter. Why are they using the word litter? Because litter comes from the earth. It came from the earth. They're throwing it back in the earth. Do not litter has a deeper meaning. You can't put the litter back in the womb. It's probably the meaning behind do not litter. If you put the litter back in the womb, instead of burning up, or instead of being useful, you can't do it. You can't put the cat's litter back in the womb. You can't do it. It's impossible. So that's why it says do not litter on the highway. Anyway, so your thoughts are spirit, your heart is spirit. Your heart is probably higher than your thoughts. We know thoughts are at least 5D spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. But the heart is probably even higher than that. I have to think about it. Actually, the heart is the artwork of God. His art. He art. So the heart is the artwork. The mind is the spirit. And so it's like a feedback loop. So right in front of you, the story's playing out based on your heart and your mind. And so this feedback loop that you're in is a reflecting pond. You reflect on stuff that happens. Something's reflecting. Stuff reflects back, right? I was just thinking about that. Oh, I invented that, and then I thought about that invention, and somebody invented it. Oh, I was thinking about it, and a movie talked about it. It showed up in the series when I was watching the series. Why? Because it's a piece of your thought. If you really want to know how to read minds, it's really easy. Everybody's thoughts playing back as a story in their life, and you might not read the whole mind, but you can see pieces of it. And if you take it long enough, if you take the pieces of the story long enough, you can actually see the person's mind set. The mind set. And if you know a person's mind set, then you already know what they're thinking. I'm not saying I've done it. I'm not saying to do it. I'm not saying it's healthy to do it. Because if you really want to, yeah, see, a lot of people say, I want to read minds. I want to be a mind reader. Well, really? Are you sure? Because when you really get to that point, you're going to see some stuff you don't want to see, and your heart's going to be turned and squeezed. I mean, God don't even look on sin. If you looked on people's sin and their mind, it'd probably destroy you. I worked with a phone company one time, and you'd work on the house, you'd have to go back, tie into the phone line, and call in. Sometimes you tie in, they already picked up the phone, so you gotta wait. So you hold the phone, you're waiting, and they're talking, and they say, and you did a good job, you were nice, you were courteous. Then they call somebody up on the phone. He was bad. He didn't know what he was doing. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, what? Before I left, you said everything was okay. It wasn't that I was eavesdropping. But the good thing about it is, by going through that experience with the phone company, I could see the evil in everybody else, which allowed me to see it's like it was about destroyed me. But then I turned it around and said, well, have I done that? Have I thought that? Have I said that? Have I acted that way? And maybe not all of it, but some of it. Did I throw somebody under the bus? Have you ever thrown anybody under the bus? And it's like, Oh. You don't know their motive. You don't know why they're saying it. Usually they're trying to say it to somebody to get compassion, or somebody, they had something else they were doing and they were being questioned, so they had to blame it on somebody else. Who knows why they said what they said? But as I look back, it was a good experience, because it was a season of a few months where I was like, I knew I shouldn't hang on that line too long, but by doing it, I was able to see behind the scene that the heart's deceitfully wicked, who can know it? But that's true for everybody's heart. So I knew enough Bible to say, okay, well, if all these people are pure, sick, and evil, and lies, liars, then I must be a liar, because the Bible says that man, all man. So when you see your own sin, see, if you, here's the deal. If you see your own sin or other people's sin to the depth that it really is, it almost destroys you. So God allowed me to slowly see how sinful the human heart was, including my own, and then I was able to get free. But I had to, what it did is it dropped me down to the end of myself, you know. And so really, I don't know if you really want to read minds, to be honest with you. I don't even want to know if you want to read a piece of their mind. I'll give you a piece of my mind. You don't want a piece of their mind, because it's usually corrupt. And so, since we're in this vein, in this avenue of discussion, a person who doesn't realize they're a sinner, those people can't be saved. It's hard to be saved if you don't admit that your sin stinks to the high heaven. And I mean, really stinks to. God can't even look on it. I mean, think about it. God's Son had to die for how evil you are, how evil I am in the old Adam. Now, once you get saved, you know that the old Adam is not who you are anymore, but it still tries to come up out of the grave. It's dead, but you could fall into patterns. You got to be careful. This is a real battle, people. And the battle never ends. But the reason is that, I mean, you get better at the game. The reason the game never ends is because the devil's always trying to pull you back to an old memory that's not even real. See, the devil's system is all lies. The flesh mind is nothing. It's not even real. So what's the devil? The devil's the father of lies. He's a murderer. And lies are fake reality. So the devil's always trying to pull you into some kind of gaslighting reality that's not even real. I want you to really think about what I'm saying. If a narcissist is gaslighting you and lying and putting a reality that's on you, that trying to project a reality onto you in front of others or yourself or whatever, and it's not even real, the reality's not real because they're gaslighting, which is what? Lies. And so they're gaslighting you and everybody else for their own recognition, to tear you down, to build themselves up. And so the gaslighting is fake reality, and so it's not even real, but people believe it and they get mad and they do stuff they shouldn't be doing based on a fake reality. So lies are a fake reality. And when you're in fake reality, that's where paranoia, all kinds of crazy stuff comes in. And that's where the trouble comes. But if you're in truth and love, it's peace.